All right, everybody, we are back with another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism. Was that real enthusiasm, Kirk?
That was good. I was thinking about it because we were having an off-air conversation, and like as soon as it starts, Graham's gonna turn on that radio voice.
I'm in showbiz.
Yeah,
I get it.
You flip it on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. I get it. Yeah,
just before this, I was talking about the futility of life, and then I switched right to this.
I think I'm gonna have to buy a fan. It's a really hot. Welcome to another episode.
That is actually what we were talking about.
Autastic.
We're talking about how my girlfriend said I have to buy a fan before I get home.
It's over 100 degrees.
It's 100 degree over 100 degrees. Which is if you're in Canada or the UK or Australia,
so 37
in
or something.
The rest of civilized society, and you use centigrade, it's like 40.
40? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm Graham Kay. Over there is Kirk Smith. I have an autistic brother. He's got an autistic son who's more severe than my brother, and we're two comedians trying to figure out this autism world in not a depressing way. And we like to kick things off with a week in review in our autism lives. Kirk, why don't you do one today?
This was going on this
as
week.
As if we haven't discussed it off air before. Why don't you do it?
Well, funny you mention it, Graham.
Mm.
My son is he lives with his mom, and I'm going to see him in August. And we were talking about what's going on with him, and she gave me a little heads up. She's like, just FYI, he's moved himself into the living room. He picked up his mattress and dragged it into the living room.
Wow.
And he set up camp there. So now as you enter the abode, you're greeted by him lounging on his mattress on the floor like a flop house.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing? It's probably a bad thing.
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. So then he's done this before. So then what you do is as he goes to school or he does something, then you move him back. Mm-hmm. And then you talk to him and then he moves it back sneakily, you know, because he's big. So he can just grab, it's a twin mattress. He can carry a twin mattress.
Sure he can.
And just drags it in the living room and plops down on it. When he plops down on the mattress, he plops down like he's a wrestler. Like he drops it and then there's like a flying 5-foot leap onto the mattress. So the neighbors below love us.
That's fun though. That's fun.
It's definitely fun.
And he doesn't have a bed. He just has a mattress on the
he
floor.
He does have a bed. He likes to, we go through a lot of beds. So he breaks beds. Uh-huh. Because he does that flying leap thing.
Mm-hmm.
And beds aren't really designed to take more than two or three of those a day.
For a fully grown man.
Yeah.
200-pound man.
So
yeah,
what we're thinking about in the new place is looking at concrete beds or like
concrete beds.
I was thinking they've got to do, what about this?
What about a metal bed?
We tried metal. It tears up the floor usually.
Yeah.
But I was thinking like, what if you had like, I don't know if this is too crazy, but my ex is building her own place. I mean, through a builder, she's not doing it.
Yeah,
but
very handy.
But I was like, I know that this sounds a little bit crazy, but our parents with autistic kids will get it. What about having a concrete bed coming directly out of the wall? Kind of like a prison. But hear me out, because then there's no legs. And so like if there's an accident or an incident or spilling, you can like wipe underneath it and it's still concrete so you can jump on it all at once. Graham's looking at me like his soul died inside him. But we've been thinking about different ideas.
No, that could work.
Because wood, he really goes through wood. He really breaks a lot of wood.
Isn't there a solid wood bed that could be made? I mean, like, they make buildings out of wood. They make ships. They made ships that sailed the oceans out of wood. I'm sure they could handle
Like a wood bed. Maybe it's more custom.
It's just a custom, strong wood bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a solid, strong, custom.
They like wood in Sweden. There's a lot of wood out there.
A lot of beautiful wood.
Yeah, a lot of soft wood, though.
A lot of press board with fake wood over it. And then, I'm thinking of IKEA, sorry.
Not that. They've got that soft pine, though. Like when you put the thing in the IKEA and like you hear the screws cut through the wood.
Yeah.
It's like that. And that you can break that really easy.
Well, they have different kinds of wood
oak
there.
Oak or something, yeah.
Yeah. Some nice Canadian oak.
So that's what's going on. And then what else?
Just make it out of a bunch of like Louisville Slugger bats that have been wood fired.
Yeah. We need to figure that out. I wonder if, back to the drawing board. But yeah, I thought a concrete bed would be good, or a stone. I thought that'd be awesome. Like right in the middle of the room, like a stone. And then you put a box board on it, box spring on it, and a mattress. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, you could. You could never move it.
Right.
You could never sell that house.
There is that.
Or you could just build a really sturdy Wood.
I'm telling you, he's destroyed probably 20 beds.
That's a lot.
Yeah. At least one a year.
That's a lot. I mean, it had to have been a lot for you to consider building a concrete bed into a wall.
I thought it was a good idea.
Because you're gonna eventually going to sell that house and you're gonna be like, what is this, a torture chamber? What is it?
That's true. I didn't think of that. But the thing is, like, our episode this week, we're talking about, it's coming up. I don't want to tip our hats to my hands too much, but we're talking about GI issues, general intestine issues. But when there's accidents and stuff, and it's like, it's so great to be able to just bleach everything.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
We're thinking about doing polished concrete.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Because it doesn't, you know, it's harder to scuff and no water damage. Because he likes to clog the bathtub and the sinks and overflow it and then just, you know, have a big party.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's not a customized house for an autistic person. Interesting. A severely autistic person.
It would be like, basically, you're trying to make it indestructible.
Yep. It saves you probably a lot of time.
But if you ever try to resell it, you're right. I can't have a bed coming out of the wall that's made out of concrete.
No, but you could have polished concrete floors and stuff. Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's not debatable.
Yeah.
The other thing we're doing that's kind of weird, I think I already told you this, but I think we're going to build him a urinal.
Great idea.
And he's about six
something. I'd love a urinal.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because he's about six something, and so it's like, you don't want 2 feet gap between his penis and the toilet on the floor. You want
I don't like that gap.
Yeah, because every once in a while you have a little errant shot and then somebody's gonna wipe it up, and that somebody's always me.
Yep.
So we're definitely
I always have to wipe it up from after me.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah, well,
before the podcast, for those of you who don't know, we have Graham has to use the potty, and he has a problem, so yeah,
what the heck are you talking about?
Over.
What are you telling these people?
I'm just playing around.
My GI is fine.
So what else is going on with him?
He figured out how to switch the TV over.
Oh, yeah. So long-time listeners know we have an iPad that we're working on, the Proloquo. We interviewed the guy who designed this software for autistic people. Anyway, we got an iPad. We're testing it out. We didn't really download a lot of stuff on it, but he figured out how to go onto the Wi-Fi settings and connect it. And then I don't understand exactly how this works because I'm 1,000 years old, but he can push it from his videos from the Wi-Fi to the television because it's a smart TV thing. So it's like,
does she have an Apple TV?
She doesn't, but she has TiVo.
Mm.
And so somehow she's watching something.
I like how it has nothing to do with whether you're autistic or not. It's just a generational gap.
Yeah.
Like he could figure that out and you can't.
I'm sure I could, but I don't know now.
He's like, did he figure out himself?
On his own.
That's pretty
pretty crazy.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. You never know if you should be proud or frustrated or
you
both.
Should be proud. I think that's pretty cool.
Except when you're watching something, all of a sudden switches over. Zachary's was a wee little man and a wee little man was he. Yeah,
it's so funny. Your wife's just watching TV, watching like cold
BBC Two.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it just switches over.
Zachary
and
you was a wee little man and a wee
look over his shoulders like a devilish guy on a little mattress.
And he's laughing hilariously. He thinks it's hilarious.
It is funny though.
And then if you tell him, JJ, stop it. There's this little laugh.
That's pretty funny. He gets it.
Oh, he knows what he's beat a pain.
He gets it. That's funny. And you know what, though? That's not an easy thing to figure out.
No. Not for him, probably.
Well, he's smart in a way like that. You know?
He loves technology.
Interesting. Isn't that really interesting? I wonder what's going to happen between you guys and that. How is that going along with that software that helps him communicate?
It's going okay.
With the iPad.
You know, he does like five things now, and so we're hoping it's the baby steps, right? That it goes to the next step, that it's going to be words. So it won't just be things he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I want bread, or I want to go, but it'll be more concrete.
Has it helped
sad.
At all, though?
I think it's too early to say if it's helped, but it's we're working on it. Because before we use something called, unless I'm saying it wrong, I think it's called PECS, where it's like pictures. So you do like, if he wants to go to you're going to go to school, there's this little chart, and you take the little school with a little Velcro on it, you put it up, okay, we're going to school now, and then you need to go to the toilet. So it's like little pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar to that. So it's working, but the other thing worked too, but we're hoping this is going to be, this is going to allow more flexibility, more customization.
Right. So,
and also this says words, right? So I'm hoping he eventually associates the words with the pictures and,
right.
So I guess it's working slowly.
Yeah. Like the guy, the gentleman we
David.
Had who designed this software, mm-hmm. he said that it just, you know, 70% of it is the training.
Yeah.
So it'll happen.
So that's my week in review, man.
That's pretty solid. I'm glad he's doing well.
He's doing good. He's doing good. He's out for the summer, so he's always a handful.
His mom sounds good. She sounds okay.
Yeah. I think she's doing okay. She's excited to see, my daughter's going over to see her this summer. So, spend some time over there and, yeah, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good.
Awesome. Let's go into the news.
So this week in the news, this is an article in RT, which I believe is a, I can't remember what it stands for, but it's a German publication. I know when I travel, I always see RT Channel. You ever seen that? RT, mm-hmm. That's the German. Anyway, the title is Probiotics Can, Quote Unquote, Potentially Cure Autism-Like Disorders, this study says. Texas researchers at Baylor University in Texas conducted research to test the premise that human and non-human primates, the offsprings of obese mothers, have a higher risk of developing neurological disorders such as autism. So, they tested whether they managed to reverse autism-like neurological disorders in mice by adding just a single gut bacteria to their diet. They still don't know if human brains could be helped in the same way.
I love that there's autistic mice out there. How do these researchers know if a mouse is autistic?
Like, we talked about
they
this.
They won't talk to me or look at me.
This mice walks around on his tippy toes.
Yeah.
Refuses to use the toilet and does a lot of stimming. But it's a very interesting thing, you know, about the connection between gut and or GI tract and autism. And Graham and I were talking off air, but you know, it's a very common thing for kids with autism to have gastrointestinal
problems.
Issues. Yeah. Constipation and a lack of control and accidents and any number of other things.
Did your son have that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's had that for a long time.
Like what happens?
He can get like a couple times a year, he'll get really constipated. So you have to figure something out. You got to really front load some fruit and just keep him off the bread and cheese and everything else. Just a lot of fruit and trying to get him to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And then if he hasn't gone in, I was going to say this is graphic, but for our listeners, I'm sure this is old hat.
No.
If he hasn't gone in a few days and then you do try to get a lot of prunes he won't do prunes, but he'll do, you know, he'll do a lot of like soft fruit. Mm-hmm. Then you better stay by a bathroom. You better make a plan to involve a lot of driving or something, because when he's going to have to go, he's going to have to go.
Oh boy.
And if he doesn't tell you, you know, when he was little, one of the things we kind of figured out through trial and error was he would have to go. And if we were in a new place, if he didn't know where the bathroom was, he would just go. So like if we were going to a new place, we'd walk him over to like Graham's house, let's say, take him to the bathroom, be like, okay, here's the bathroom.
Right.
If you have to go, it's right here.
Okay.
And so, and then you're like, okay. And then, you know, half the time you're looking like, I don't have to go to the bathroom. Like, okay. But sometimes you do. So if you do, like I'm the idiot. Like,
yeah.
I don't have to go to the bathroom. What's wrong with you? This guy, I wonder if his mind, he's like, all this guy cares about is bathrooms. Everywhere he go, he just shows me where the bathroom is. This pervert.
That's weird.
My dad's a weirdo. That's all he cares about.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever thought about that, but I think Peter's pretty okay. My brother's pretty much okay. There was a couple times when he was a little kid where he like went, you know, doo-doo in the pool or something. Yeah. But that was, I felt like, more him just not being aware of what was going on, you know? But maybe it was a problem like that.
Maybe not, but it's pretty common. I think it's over half.
Yeah. It amazes me that it's all connected. That how what you eat, what's in your stomach can affect your brain.
Well, there was an article. This isn't already in the news. This is just a bonus in the news.
Ooh. But
there was an article about... I should add the music to the background.
Yeah.
There was an article I read about how... it was in the New York Times like 2 weeks ago. And it was about how they did a study between Finland and Russia that, you know, it's a divided by an imaginary line. And that they're in the same latitude. Is it longitude? Latitude. And it's the same people, basically. You know, they're the same genetically. They're basically like Slavs, Slavic. Mm-hmm. And the differences in diabetes and type 1 diabetes, which has nothing to do with obesity. It's just, sometimes they call it childhood diabetes because usually most people get it in their childhood. And the levels in Finland are like 1 in 100 and the levels in Russia are like 1 in 300. So like three times more likely, and you guys can look up the article, I'm probably getting it off a little bit, but more likely to have type 1 diabetes because if you're there, and they've tracked it back.
In Finland. Wow.
Which is actually...
I thought it would be the opposite.
Right. Which is Finland's actually more advanced.
Yeah.
You know, as far as economically and whatever.
Healthier.
So they basically tracked it down to, if I understood the article right, it's in the Times, a very interesting article about how the Finnish people are living a cleaner life. And they're living like, they're less exposed to, I forget what it was. Was it pink eye or, hepatitis?
Mm-hmm.
Less exposed to, like, it lists a bunch of stuff that they're less exposed to. And so because you're less exposed to it as a baby, your immune system doesn't have a chance to train to fight off these things. And so basically type 1 diabetes is a autoimmune thing where you're attacking yourself. You're attacking your own insulin thing. And so asthma is another thing where it, you know, as an autoimmune thing where you're attacking yourself. So I think it could be related in that way where it's like, when you need all, you need your body needs to be in tip top shape, which it sounds goofy, but the sicker you get, the stronger you get.
You have to find that right balance.
The right balance. Where obviously if it kills you, that's not good.
Your child doesn't die, but and has gross teeth. But
that's a weird thing, though, right?
You know, it's funny. I used to be a lot more sick when I was a kid. My mom is kind of a germaphobe. I think that's partially where I get it from. And we had a very clean house. We were always concerned about germs. I remember. And now that I'm older, and I went through a phase where I was always washing my hands. I was always getting sick, and I've over time managed to battle back the sort of germophobia.
Mm-hmm.
I think a few episodes ago, I was talking about my AD, my OCD. It was all connected to that. And I'm becoming less sick all the time. I would get really sick like once every 2 months.
Yeah.
And now like I'm just less GI sick.
GI stuff or bronchitis or what?
Like the flu.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But like yesterday, last night, I did something I would have never, ever done in a million years.
Ate some off the floor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we got home late last night, late night on Friday night or something like that. And we bought cashews and then we ate cashews in front of the TV before we went to bed. And then yesterday I noticed there was a cashew on the carpet underneath the coffee table and I ate it.
Out of your own house, so that's
But I would have never done that in a million years.
Okay,
and I don't get sick, and right. I never get. I don't know. This is not science. We're not scientists.
Yeah, just to be clear,
these are just two idiots wildly grasping at things. So,
yeah, please don't base your
But I don't know. It's all very interesting to me. I've also noticed that my brother has gotten. Going on sort of like a piggybacking off of our in the news and going into our topic du jour, which is diet. Diet and germs. I've noticed that it is very difficult to get people with autism to eat healthy. People get into their routines and they are very picky, and it's hard to break a routine. And it's hard to get them into a healthy routine because I guess they're more sensitive to taste or
and texture too.
And texture, yeah.
My son is a real texture issue.
So my brother, it's just, you know, he lives on his own, but it's a constant battle. Like if no one, no one made sure what he ate. He would have pan-fried steak every single night.
And beer.
And beer with, and you go, you have to make a salad. You have to have a salad once a day. You have to. And then you don't think about it. You're like, did you eat a salad? He's like, yes, I had a salad. I have a salad every day. And then this is when he first moved out. And then we're like, wait a second. What kind of, how do you make a salad? It turns out he was just making like a Caesar salad dressing soup with like four leaves on top.
And a bread or giant crouton.
Croutons. It's like, that's not a salad, bro. Like, and so many like frozen pizzas and stuff. And now he's pretty good. Like now he's got about four or five things that he makes, which is okay. And he makes like a real salad. And only on the weekends he has a Caesar salad soup. And he's better. And I think that he's sort of improving maybe cognitively. Maybe it's because he's calmed down. Maybe it's because he's in his 30s now, as people in their 30s mature. I don't know. But he seems to be figuring stuff out, and more calm and more independent and happier, and he's learning more stuff. I don't know. I'm just grasping at things. There's no way of me knowing if what he's eating, his diet, is any better. But I will say this, he's very healthy. He's a lot healthier now than he has been in the past 5-10 years. And he's a little more independent and a little more, maybe even smarter. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
He's growing.
Yeah. How's your son's diet?
It's always a struggle. I think, he really likes food. Mm-hmm. And, we're genetically or evolutionary, however you believe, to like crave sweet and salty things. And so like that obviously tastes good to us. So mm-hmm. if he has that option, that's always his favorite. So
yeah.
We try to limit the choice. So if it's not in the house, it's not in the house. So as few cookies as possible, as few of that stuff available as possible.
Start feeding him probiotics.
We've tried probiotics. A lot of it's in pills, but we try like yogurt, especially in Europe, is a little bit more, it's very common to have a lot of live culture. So
great yogurt there.
Mm-hmm. But that's one of the things we talked about earlier when you had to go to the bathroom. Yeah, yogurt,
mm-hmm.
probiotics, yeah. Coffee first thing in the morning also helps, but he won't drink coffee. But that's a little insider tip, people.
And cigarettes.
Cigarettes, is that true?
Yeah, you should get your son to smoke.
I'm going to pass on that advice. If you've learned anything this week, people, don't take our health tips.
You want to go, you talk to Graham. I'll let you.
Don't start your 17-year-old smoking just so they can poop.
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. All right, guys, I think we did it.
This is it, guys.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. As always, please donate $1. Per episode, $1 a week, or you can donate $5. www.patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. Just type that into your internet thing, and then it'll bring you to the web thing, and then you can click on, and it'll help us to keep doing this. We do appreciate it and do very much need it. And those of you who've done it, you're the best. Thank you so much. And also, what else? Please, if you haven't already, if you're new to the podcast, tell your friends. There's nothing more that could help us than sharing this with your friends, people that you think that they could benefit from us. Like us on iTunes, give us a good review. That really sort of boosts our rating on iTunes and helps more people find it. That's how it works. That's how we're told it works anyway. Again, we're two idiots who don't understand anything, but we're trying to figure it out. Anything else, Kirk?
Yeah, like our Facebook page, Autastic Podcast. If you're on Facebook, I'm Kirk Smith Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and this is Graham K Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. It's going to work out.
It will. It'll be fine. Thank you. Bye.